Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. If you'd like to call in during this hour, here is the call-in number, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And back to our dear brother, great American patriot, CIA analyst Ray McGovern, following up on what Philip Giraldi, former CIA officer, said. Here's what Ray McGovern says, longtime CIA operative. He says, the Israelis need to create a phony facts on the ground, something to guarantee Washington will stand by our ally, which is communist Zionist Israel. The legislation drafted by AIPAC calls for a blockade of Iran. Isn't it interesting, folks? The largest PAC, the most powerful PAC in America, is the American-Israeli PAC, Political Action Committee PAC, and they're calling for a blockade of Iran, and Bush and Cheney have just sent an armada of 50 military ships over to blockade Iran. They work for AIPAC. They work for the communist Zionist-led Council on Foreign Relations, so they do everything Israel tells them to do. He goes on, Ray McGovern says, that would be one way to entangle America, to blockade Iran. There are many others. The point is that the growing danger of the Israeli perceive will probably prompt them to find a way to get the U.S. involved in hostilities with Iran. All Israel has to do is to arrange to be attacked. Not a problem. They've done this in the past, folks. We have intel from soldiers, police and military here in America that have close contacts with relatives that are in the Israeli Defense Forces over there, and they know that Israel has attacked itself, just like the CIA and the Mossad attacked us on 9/11 here, to cause change in their country and cause revolt in their country against the Arabs. So they've done this before. But anyway, he says all they have to do is fake that arrange to be attacked by Iran. Not a problem. There are endless possibilities along which Israel can choose to catalyze such a confrontation between America and Iran. Viewed from Tel Aviv, it appears an increasingly threatening situation with more urgent need to embed, so to speak, the United States even more deeply in the region in a confrontation involving both countries with Iran. A perfect storm is brewing. In sum, Israel is likely to be preparing a September-October surprise designed to keep the U.S. bogged down in Iraq and in a wider region with Iran by provoking hostilities with Iran. And don't be surprised if it gets started as early as August. Well, it is starting in August, folks. Bush has just sent, and Cheney, who's the real president of the United States, he had his lackey give the order, Boy George Bush, give the order to send 50 military ships over there. A whole armada of 50 ships to get ready to start the war with Iran. And with these 50 ships, they're going to blockade Iran, which is an act of war. The UN says that's an act of war because they're going to totally blockade it so that Iran can't get the things it needs from other countries and cannot send out oil and everything to Red China and Russia and our nation also. So watch for the price of oil to go up, folks. Okay, we're coming right back, and we'll be getting into some other matters, and I pray you'll call in today on the Officer Jack McLam program.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy? Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. Huh. I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leaders New Vitality comes a great product called Colon and Body Cleanse. I take New Vitality's Colon and Body Cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the Colon and Body Cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get a free gift. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McGlam program. And before I get a call, let me clarify something. The Jews that believe in the Babylonian Talmud written by the Pharisees, not by God, that totally throws everything on its ear in the Holy Bible, even the first five books of the whole Old Testament, the Torah, it totally throws everything. It goes 180 degrees different than what the Bible goes, the Babylonian Talmud that many Jews go by today. Now, in the Babylonian Talmud that is written by the Pharisees, as a matter of fact, we have great police officers and soldiers that are Jews that bring me this information, American Patriot Jews, and they've shown me, I can't call it to memory right now, but I do know that in the Talmud, it talks about anybody exposing the Talmud, especially Jews exposing the Talmud, will be put to death. But it does also say Jews have admitted that Talmudism is Phariseeism, okay? And remember what God said about the Pharisees, you're of your father the devil, and then call him the synagogue of Satan in the Holy Bible. And so we do have actual writings today in Jewish publications that the old Babylonian Talmud is Phariseeism, the old Phariseeism. And here's what I want to say, folks, is that in the Talmud it does talk about the Jews setting up an Antichrist world government system, a system of slaves of the Gentiles serving the Jews. Okay, so it is in the Talmud that they want an Antichrist world government system where the Gentiles will be serving the Jews, and the Jews will be like gods. Okay, so I want to say that because I have said that the people leading Israel today are the same ones set it up, the communist Zionist Gentiles that call themselves Jews, like Jesus said in Revelation 2:9. And they're from Eastern Europe. They don't have any Jewish blood in them whatsoever, never been to the Holy Land until they went over there and raped and robbed the Palestinians to take the Holy Land in 1948, or before that, actually, they started. But I said that there's no Jews involved in setting up the New World Order. Not true, folks. As a matter of fact, I didn't say that. Because the ones following the Babylonian Talmud are definitely involved in setting up the Antichrist world government system. Okay? Now, let's go to callers on the line. I have callers on the line already, and if you'd like to call in, folks, call in on 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And before we go to the callers, don't forget, there are millions of Jews that are against the communist Zionists controlling Israel today. If you don't believe it, go to Jewish websites like JewsAgainstZionism.com, JewsAgainstZionism.com, and JewsNotZionist.org. And you'll see many rabbis that are totally against the communist Zionists there in Israel. And they, so to speak, they tell you that they're not God's chosen people, matter of fact, because they're not even Jews. They're communist Zionist Gentiles that back in 740 AD, King Joseph in Khazaria, the Khazars, accepted Judaism as their religion for business reasons, okay? They accepted the Babylonian Talmud as their holy book and became Jews. But when these communist Zionists formed communism and atheism and stepped out of Judaism, then they reverted back to Gentiles. And that's the ones in Eastern Europe that started this push to get the Holy Land and act like phony Jews and to take it over and set up the Antichrist world government system in 1948. Let's go right now to Don in Ohio. Don, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Brother Jack. I want to commend you for a fine show today, and I pray that God will continue to use you as a messenger of the truth.
Thank you, brother.
I wanted to add something to what you were saying about McCain. And I don't know if you have read my work in the Idaho Observer, but I've been doing a series on the three candidates called the Three Stooges Go to Washington.
And no, McCain, I haven't read that. My office does get the Idaho Observer, but I don't know why I haven't seen that yet.
Well, that's
but
been...
thank you for doing that, brother. Thank you.
Well, it's been running for some months now. In fact, we had to postpone the next part of the series, which is on Barack Obama. What I wanted to say is... basically, I went down the rabbit hole on the whole genealogy story of the family.
Yeah.
And it takes you back to Saxe-Coburg Gotha, or Gotha, as it's pronounced in German, which is the true seat of the British crown before they moved from Germany into England.
Uh-huh.
And their name was under Battenberg at the time, and they changed it to Mount Batten. Finally, under King George V.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, now, two kings, King Edward Albert, actually he was Edward Albert, the Prince of Scotland and Ireland, sired McCain's grandfather. that's what I was able to discover through extensive genealogical research.
Yes.
Also, I believe he sired the man who is called John Sidney McCain Jr., who is McCain's father. And both were inserted into the U.S. Navy illegally. This was done for the British Crown. Now, if everything I researched was refuted, there is one piece of evidence, which is the claim that McCain was born at the Naval Hospital at Coco Solo Naval Base in Panama.
Uh-huh.
Now, if that is true, then tell me how his name is not in the National Archived Book of Live Births, Certified Live Births in Panama from 1936, and how he could have been born in a hospital that did not exist. The basis for that information is a document that I found called Executive Order 8981 by Franklin Delano Roosevelt. It was issued December 17th, 1941.
Yes.
Over 5 years after McCain's so-called birth at the hospital.
Uh-huh.
It pertains to a survey done in May of 1941 to look for a place to build a naval base hospital. And the instructions in 8981 specify going there and laying out the boundaries after the land is legally acquired, whether it has to be leased or bought. So they didn't even have the land for the hospital at the
time. That's fascinating, brother. So where was he born anyway?
Well, likely in England.
Yes.
And he's a direct descendant of King, and I mean direct. There's no genealogy. There's no ancestry here in the United States.
Uh-huh.
It's all a fiction.
Yeah.
And that fiction was put together. The whole plot was put together as far back as 1860. And that is documented in my article.
Yes.
Any of the listeners can go to my website, Direct Light Productions, click on articles, and you'll see that under the heading of The Three Stooges Go to Washington.
What is that website again?
Direct Light Productions with an F.
Direct Flight?
Yes.
Flight.
Productions.com.
Okay. Directflightproductions.com. Okay.
Yes. Now, we're coming out in early September with the Obama story, and I can tell you he has a similar problem. And this is widely known on the Internet, so I don't have a problem discussing this with you.
Yeah.
I want to tip my hat on, or my my cards on everything in the story right now.
Uh-huh.
Because
yeah.
They're going to be very surprised at the information that I was able to dig up on Obama. Now, let me say that it's known already that the birth certificate posted on his website is a fraud. It's been examined, and it's been shown in 20 different methods of examination that he even used another person's birth certificate as a template to add the information to it. It doesn't have the proper seal of the state. It doesn't have the proper signatures. And it doesn't have a certificate number. So he can't prove where he was born. Now, I can tell you his story about the family. His father, his proclaimed father, is fictitious. It's a yarn. And the one about his stepfather is a yarn. And that can be proven by the statement they make as to who his father worked for and where he claims to have worked for him. And it's as simple as doing a little bit of business research on the country of Indonesia and looking at who controlled the oil at the time his stepfather supposedly took the family to Indonesia so he could work for Mobil Oil.
Yes. By the way, I'm looking at I'm looking at a piece of information here on my computer that Obama Nation, Barack Obama, we've got a registration of birth as the name Barry Sotoro in a Catholic school made by his stepfather, Lolo Sotoro. And you probably already know that, but
there's
it was 1961, born in 1961. an Indonesian citizen. Be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Okay, folks, coming right back with Don. Don, go ahead and finish up, brother.
Yeah, I don't want to take up all the time for your other callers, so I'll
Yes, we
I'll
have a bunch
state,
of them on the line right now.
I'll quickly state that Obama's story about his stepfather working for Mobil Oil is a complete lie, and here's the basis for that.
Huh.
He claims that he went to work for the Army 1 year as a geologist, and then he worked for Mobil Oil in Jakarta. Jakarta had a national oil company which was called Pertamina, and it wasn't disbanded until 2001. In fact, Pertamina was formed in 1968. That would have been the time his stepfather would have worked for an oil company, but he said explicitly Mobil Oil. Mobil Oil was founded in Malaysia in 1966 after the U.S. Justice Department broke up the Standard Oil monopoly. And there is another Obama lie exposed.
I see. Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's not surprising. You know, he has the head of the CFR as his campaign manager. He has this hardcore communist, Zbigniew Brzezinski, as his foreign policy person. And he's a hardcore communist himself. So I guess these guys will lie. Right, Don?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I prove in the article the strong connections to the Rockefellers. You will see that in the upcoming article.
Talk about liars. The Rockefellers are, too.
Yes. So I just wanted to share that with you and consider that. And definitely read that.
Give that website again, Don. I'd like to have people go and look that up.
Okay. That's Direct Light Productions, with an S on the end, .com.
DirectFlightProductions.com.
Yes. You click on articles.
Thanks, Don.
All right.
Appreciate it, brother. And thanks for all your hard work for trying to inform people. Appreciate it, brother.
Well, same to you, Jack.
Okay.
Take care
now.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks. That was Don, an activist. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the way we're going to save the country, folks. Let's go to Carl in Canada. Carl, welcome to the program, brother.
Hey, how are you doing? It's been a while since I've talked to you. Last time I called you was reference to the Christopher Jones, how he was doing, in California. I don't know if you got a chance to look at my situation yet, or the material, the website, or the stuff that I think my lawyer tried to email to you. I don't know.
Well, it's been a while. I have been bogged down, brother. I've getting 200, 300 email a day from police and soldiers, and putting 2.5 hours on the phone every day and 2 hours on my radio program every day, and I'm not sleeping much, kind of killing my health. And so I just haven't had time to get off the email and get off the phone and get off my radio show. So it's really tough here for me to do anything extra, Carl, but
I like your radio show.
Appreciate it.
And, I believe that, this time is, coming here. What the Bible says is true, not what a lot of these churches and dispensationalists and others teach,
Right. Very true.
So I believe the truth will come out about that, and the truth will come out about the true chosen people of God, and how all this falsehood's going to be exposed. I believe the time is coming soon, so.
Yeah, it's right in the Bible, brother, and I wish I had a Bible on my computer so I could look things up quickly.
Because
I forget where it's at, but on the Bible, Carl, in the Bible it says that finally God got tired and mad at Judah and said right in the Bible that I'm taking the kingdom from you
and giving it to a people
that will carry out my laws and my commandments, and he took it from them.
Yeah,
so they are no longer God's chosen people, and guess who he gave it to? He gave it to the Christians who carried out his law and his commandments.
Yeah. The true Christians, because you have a lot of these religious groups and churches that use Christian as a label.
Yeah.
You have Protestant, you have Orthodox, you have Catholic,
very true.
You have
the
all
true
these
Christians.
Others.
The true Christians that go not by what their government minister tells them, but goes by the Holy Bible itself.
Yeah. See, I researched the Bible, and I found a lot, when studying it for myself and stopped listening to these TV preachers and other ministers.
Me too, brother. Praise God. Yeah, that's the only way we're going to do it, is to pray. Like I was reading the Bible last night, 1 Samuel, and I prayed before that God would open his word up to me and talk to me through his word, and he does that. As I read his word, I've never had him sit down on the bed beside me and talk to me like a lot of these government ministers say he does, but he does talk to us through us reading his word.
Yeah, and I started reading a lot of the writings of the early Christians, the anti-Nicene fathers and others.
Yeah.
And finding out what their views, people who lived back in that time period, closest to when Christ walked the earth.
Right.
And you look what they said, some of the writings that are not in the Bible as well as in the Bible, and you see what they said versus what people said hundreds of years later.
Right. Very true.
Yeah.
Very true. And 1835 is when the rapture doctrine came out. And and the ministers before that knew nothing about the rapture doctrine.
The early church, their eschatology.
It's a fraud.
Their eschatology was completely different.
That's right. Carl, thank you for calling in, brother.
Okay.
God bless you. I hope you'll call back again, okay? Take care. Okay, Dan in Alabama, we'll be back with you right after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org and ask your legislator and ask your congressman. And ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org and call us at 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Jack McLam program, folks. If you'd like to call in today, it's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Let's go right now to Dan in Alabama. Brother Dan, how you doing?
I've got two things.
Okay.
One thing, I listened to Condoleezza Rice on her two programs this morning, and in both cases she said, oh, the poor Georgians that are attacked by Russia.
Isn't that crazy?
So she just really made a nut out of herself.
Yeah, I call her Conga Sleazy Rice because
yeah.
She's such a liar. She's a talking head for the Cheney and Bush crime families,
mm-hmm.
and she lies all the time. So, you know, we know that Georgia, the CIA and the Mossad attacked Russia to get this war going over there to keep as a diversion for that 50-ship armada that's going over to Iran. Go right ahead, Dan.
Another thing, our biggest danger we have in the United States is not being attacked. The CFR is run in the United States through the Senate.
Uh-huh.
And a whole bunch of them in the Senate. The best thing we could do right now is to get the list of the Senate of all the Senate that the CFR members,
yeah.
and they should be immediately removed from malfeasance in office.
That's true.
They serve another country.
Yeah.
That's a big help. They work for England. They don't work for the United States.
Yeah, they serve the empire.
Yep. A list should be going out. I've been trying to find this American Freedom News, and a lot of them I call a lot of them trying to get a list published.
Uh-huh.
just other Senate CFR members.
Yeah.
And that, I think, would be a big thing if they could get the states to totally recall them right now.
That's right. Hey, hey, do you happen to know, Dan, I can't think of the name of the guy that's the president of the CFR that's the campaign manager for Barack Obama. What's his name?
Well, Haas is the only one I know.
Haas?
Yeah, H-A-A-S, yeah.
Yeah, that's him. That's the one that's...
he's in Washington.
Yeah, he's the one that's the leader of the CFR,
mm-hmm.
Communist Zionist CFR, and he's the campaign manager for Barack Obama. Incredible.
Yeah, if we can get the list going on that way, because after the Republican convention, if Ron Paul does win it, why, CFR is going to try to do everything they can to stop it.
They will. They will. Boy, we need to really pray for Ron Paul and Pastor Chuck Baldwin, because if either one of them won, they'd be out to kill him right away. And
mm-hmm.
so we'll have to really pray for him.
Just like you've done with Kennedy.
Yes, certainly. Yes.
Yeah, I think that's one thing. Get that list out there. I think that's one.
Yeah.
We might get rid of them people so they can't upset, do any more damage.
Yeah.
Put new men in that'll bring oil from Alaska down. That's the main thing.
That's right. Absolutely to that, brother. Listen, I got to run, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God
right.
bless you, brother.
Right.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Calling in. Thank you for being an activist. Let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Brother Dave, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi, Officer McLim.
Hi. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good, Jack. I'm telling you, I'm going to get as close to Jesus as I can, Jack. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I'm trying to, brother. I'm trying to.
Even I had a stockpiling guns and ammunition. That
uh-huh.
comes first.
I know it.
Yeah. Hey, you know, when we talk about Admiral Mike Mullins, Officer McLam, you know, and his
yeah.
coverage and everything, you know, It never ceases to amaze me how soon people forget, and I'm really talking about, I'm not so much talking about the Patriot community as just the public in general.
Yeah.
But do you remember, Jack, what was it, back in Clinton's administration when they offed, when they murdered and assassinated Chief of Naval Operations, Jeremy Mike Borda?
I do, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, they murdered him. That was a
yeah.
bunch of baloney that he committed suicide because he was...
That's right. Bunch of baloney.
He didn't... That was a bunch of baloney.
Yes,
they
it
murdered.
Was.
And then I think back in that same time period, I don't even think the assassinations were that far apart. These these communists are absolutely ruthless. Then they murdered our CIA director, William Colby, also.
Yeah, that's right. They sure did, brother. They sure did. He was the one out swimming, right?
Yeah. He went last canoe ride.
Right. Yeah. They murdered him too. He said some things that John what was his name that wrote the Franklin cover up that he wrote in his book that Colby had told him. And
DeCamp,
Colby,
John DeCamp, his name is?
John DeCamp. That was it. And Colby was murdered because of him opening his mouth and telling John DeCamp that he was going to be murdered if he kept pursuing the same subject matter with the White House being involved in the sodomy and the sexual molestation of little boys as it was. So he was murdered for working with John DeCamp, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. See, I didn't know that, Jack.
That was it. He said some things to him, and John DeCamp put it right in his book, The Franklin Cover-Up, and next thing we know, old Colby was dead.
Oh, yeah.
Drowned in a swimming accident, they said, right. Had
yeah.
a scuba diver under there pull him underwater and keep him held down underwater till he sucked water into his lungs.
Yeah, he was one of the first victims of waterboarding.
Waterboarding, that's true, yeah.
To the extreme.
He was waterboarded,
yeah, you know,
all right.
Before they fine-tuned it, you know?
Right.
But anyways, that's terrible, Jack. I shouldn't even be laughing at something like that, even be joking
know.
About something like that. But one other thing, Jack, I want to say real quick. You
okay.
know, one of the biggest things, Jack, that I appreciate about your program is I noticed, Jack, you always stay right on target with these communists and Zionists.
Yes.
I'll tell you what's the big turnoff to me, Jack, and it was terrible over at TruthNet Radio, but they've been shut down anyways, thank goodness, because they were what I call Nazi promoters. But even at RBN, Jack, there's an awful lot of the talk shows, suffice it to say, just in the patriot community, Jack, there's so many people that are all messed up on this Nazi business and this Gestapo business and all this crap. Now, I heard a guy yesterday that I have a great respect for and everything, and he's a great guy. I mean, the salt of the earth. But now he was referring to Chertoff as a Nazi and everything. But you know, I think I know what he means. But the thing is, Jack, it's my belief, Jack, that this business about referring to these communists and everything as Nazis, it's counterproductive. I can give you another example. Recently, I got emails telling me to call the Gestapo in Champaign, Illinois, about Brett Van Aslin being brought up on hate crimes and everything.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a Jewish prosecutor that's prosecuting Brett Van Aslin. It's not the Gestapo. The Gestapo would never prosecute Brett Van Aslin. But the point is, Jack, I'm sick and, you know, Germany, Nazi Germany, was willing to, I was going to say fight to the last man. They were actually willing to fight to the last boy to defeat these bastards that now we have to deal with. In other words, if we had remained neutral in World War II, instead of siding with Stalin and the communists against Germany, we wouldn't be in this dreadful predicament that we're in. So
that's
I'm saying these patriots, you know, and I'm reading Jim Ma's book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, that could have been written by a Mossad agent and everything. It's a bunch of crap. And anyways, I'm going on a rant, Jack, but I just want to thank you for always staying right on target. It's not the Nazis, it's not a Nazi New World Order, it's not a Nazi America. It's as communist and Zionist as it can be. And to call Chertoff a Nazi and everything, Chertoff represents everything. Listen to me. Chertoff and Primakov, Yevgeny Primakov, and Marcus Wolff, the Jewish communist head of the Stasi in East Germany, those three communist Zionist Jews are heading up our homeland security.
They
represent everything that Nazi Germany, everything that Hitler and the Nazis hated. So
I've got to run. I've got a full board of calls here, brother. But thank you so much, Dave, for being an activist and for speaking the truth, brother. God bless you.
Okay, God bless you too, Jack.
Okay, take care now. This is a sweetheart I haven't heard from a long time, a sister, an activist, Flora in Idaho. Sister Flora, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jack. I've got three things, and I'll say them. I think I can say them in a minute.
Okay.
Revelations 3:7-9 says, in the end times, that there's going to be Jews that say they are Jews, and they are going to be killed. Isaiah 10:11 says, in the end times, there will be godless Jews that run the government.
Uh-huh.
Now, this deal with John McCain, there's a book out named An Enormous Crime by Elizabeth Stewart and Bob Henron, and it can be found on Amazon.com. And it says there are 750 POWs alive, and they've waited through six presidents to be rescued. Kissinger, I don't remember what year, made some kind of a deal with Vietnam government that we, the U.S., would pay something like $450 billion to get our prisoners back. They agreed, then he left, and he never sent the money.
Kissinger knew that he was lying to him, and he never sent the money. And it was something like $20,000 per prisoner, which wasn't a lot of money. Kissinger lied. Of course, Kissinger is named Bohr. He's a communist himself, and his secret name was Bohr when he was a communist agent working in the United States government like he still is today.
Yeah, and I want to tell you about McCain. Kisses Bush for it, the sun don't shine, and expects us to vote for him. I wouldn't vote for him or Obama for any reason. They are both have a secret agenda. Our wonderful George Bush went to steak dinner, and the Rolling Thunder, the veterans, gave them the book, An Enormous Crime, about the POWs, and he went and had a steak dinner anyway. And if you want to read about the leading child molesters of the world, read the book Windswept House by Malachi Martin. He wrote it as a novel so he wouldn't have to give away his vows to the church. I think the priests are mostly gangsters, and I think the Pope should be put in prison for accessory to the fact. Think about it. Tony Blair, Arafat, Clinton have all been there to the Pope. And who's that one that just joined the Catholic Church? Who's the most wealthy church in the world? Who has more documents than any other important people?
Yeah.
And who had more to do with the Nazis? If you see that webpage, littlebirdmypodcast.com, you will see the Catholic Church right up hubbin-hubbin with the Nazis. And that's all I've got to say. Thank you so much.
Good to hear from you again, sister. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Let's go to Brother George in Florida. George, welcome to the program.
Well, we're bracing ourselves for a possible storm coming our way.
Yes, we are.
Yes, no, we got a hurricane that's out in the Gulf.
You're not kidding. A perfect storm coming.
Yeah, and we'll be keeping our eyes on FEMA, what they do here.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, the thing is, I've been contacting the news media, local media, and say, why don't you have Chuck Baldwin as a candidate on? I said, you always put McCain and Obama out there. I said, we got more than one, two candidates. I said, I'm tired of you guys corralling and just saying we only got these two choices.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, no, that's the truth. I just talked about Ron Paul and Chuck Baldwin today on the show.
Yes, and also, too, it's more like and the Bible says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. When you say, oh, those Rockefellers won't allow Chuck Baldwin or Ron Paul to win, you just gave the devil the victory.
That's right.
Thing is, stop thinking on their term, on the enemy's terms.
That's right.
Like
God is more powerful than their God, Satan.
And the thing is, you just tell them, our God will not allow you to get away with this.
Right.
And, you know, it's like I'm just getting sick and tired of this defeatist attitude. Oh, we're supporting him, but he can't win. You just gave the victory to the enemy.
Yes.
You might just go in a ditch and just tell the Stasi to put a bullet in the back of your head.
Yeah, I know it. I don't like to hear that at all. I remember when Ron Paul went on television and said, well, we know we can't win. And I wanted to slap him around. I really did, because he was saying for God that God can't make him win. And that's not true. God can do anything. And if Ron Paul, would get back into the race, and I pray that he will, God could use him if it's God's will and make him president.
But even like some of the major talk show hosts, stop going on with this, they won't let him win.
Yeah.
You know, if they would have been more aggressive, been more persistent, the results might have been a lot more different.
That's true. Very true.
But like I say, in Proverbs it says, what a man thinks, so he is.
Amen, brother. Thanks,
all right,
George.
I'll let you get on to more callers.
Okay, George, thank you. Let's go to Mo in Oregon. Mo, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jack, taking my call.
Okay.
How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Hope you're well yourself.
Yeah, I have two news to share with you.
Okay,
first,
we need it.
Iraqi Shia assassination teams are being trained at least in four locations in Iran by Tehran elite Quds Force and Lebanese Hezbollah, which is Party of God, and planning to return to Iraq in next few months to kill many specific Iraqi officials and Americans and Iraqis as well as troops. That's the first main news that I have read it in many news, different newspapers in Iranians. Also said the same thing that I'm telling you. And the second information I need to share with you, you see, Obama is no good for USA. McCain is no good for USA. So the best revolution we can do is to boycott this goddamn election.
Yes, absolutely, brother. That's right. If I can't write in, if I can't write in for President Ron Paul or Chuck Baldwin, then I'm not going to vote in this this presidential election.
Boycott election. Boycott yes. election is the only answer.
Right. Hey, thank you, Mo. God bless you.
God bless you.
That's right. God bless you. Okay, Richard and Leo, I'll try to get to you when I get back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Richard in Alabama.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
Come back hot here and go to Richard in Alabama real quick. Richard, go right ahead, brother.
It's Richard. I was in the military stationed in Hawaii, and back around 1982, I think it was you. Did you not have a publication called Posse Comitatus?
No, I've never had Operation Vampire Killer 2000, but I've never had a publication called Posse Comitatus.
Okay, well, there was I ordered about 100 of these things, but anyway, I went down to the police station in Honolulu and passed them out to all the law enforcement.
Uh-huh.
And it talked about Gordon Call.
Oh, yeah?
Remember Gordon Call?
I sure do. Very, very well.
Yeah, it was very interesting. And anyway, I wanted to, you know, alert all the law enforcement people to what was going on with the Fed trying to get the local law enforcement to hunt down these people that were tax protesters. And, you know, hopefully it did some good. I think it did.
I'm sure it did, brother. Thank you for that.
And
appreciate
also,
it.
You were talking about the ex-director of the CIA.
Right.
Who died. He did die in a water accident, but apparently the Stars and Stripes, when I was stationed over in Germany, said that he was river rafting. And this guy was like a World War II era guy. And this guy was like a paratrooper, you know, jumped out of airplanes and survivalist and did all kinds of, you know, outstanding things. But yeah, the Stars and Stripes said that he died in a river rafting accident. And
no,
when I heard that,
not,
I'm like, I can't believe
that's not true, brother.
Somebody,
that's not true, Richard.
Yeah,
he went out for a morning swim. I've got all the information on that back there.
Uh-huh.
He went out for a morning swim and died. So they killed him.
And this both in the both also Stars and Stripes said that possibly one of the reasons why he and this was out of the Stars and Stripes also said that he was wearing an unauthorized ribbon, a decoration on his Class A uniform.
Oh yeah.
And they said that probably led to his quote suicide. And when I heard that, I'm like, there's no way that somebody that high ranking, that's command of the whole Mediterranean fleet, is going to do that because somebody accused him of having an unauthorized ribbon. That's
give me a
just,
break.
You know,
give me a break.
Crazy.
Crazy,
so
man.
When
crazy.
I heard that, I thought, you know, he must have knew something about something somewhere, and that's probably why. You know, they just make it look like an accident, you know.
That's right. That's the way they always do it. Hey, thanks, Richard.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it, brother. Okay. Leo in Massachusetts, real quick. We're just about totally out of time, Leo. Come on down.
Yeah, howdy. This Military Commissions Act of 2007.
Yeah.
Is that the one where they got rid of that commie possitatus? You know, because that sounds good, doesn't it, though? I mean, what's this commie possitatus stuff?
Well, it just means that the military can't be used against the American people.
Oh, but why is it called commie possitatus?
No, it's posse comitatus. Posse comitatus.
Never mind.
Okay, I hear the music, Leo. Okay, thanks for calling in. Sorry we don't have more time. I hear the music. That's the end of the show. God bless you, Leo. Thanks. Okay, folks, let's say, last thing I want to tell you is don't forget your prayers to pray that God will stop the hand. Confound our enemies and don't allow them to blow up America again in another false flag operation like on 9/11. And don't let them drop any biologicals here in this country to kill off our people. And don't let them bomb our ships at sea and blame it on Iran. God bless all of you out there. Don't forget those prayers every night. I pray them every night.
Let me tell you why.